Hey guys, and welcome to the FBF podcast. In this show, we talk about crucial topics regarding the future of human existence and introduce you to people who are as fascinated by future as we are. Today, we're gonna immerse ourselves a little bit more into the economic perspective of transportation in the future, which means we gotta look at how supply chains will evolve within the next years. I found quite a good article about that, and however, I have put the link to the article in the biography, as I do it always. And in this article they state that year of 2025 as a benchmark when all the changes they point out there will become reality. So let's look together at what will change explicitly and what will stay the same about supply chains. Have fun! First of all, we gotta look at five top procurement priorities in 2025. After that, I'll present you five key forces of change, and in the end, I'll present you the final characteristics of the supply chain of the future that are pointed out in the end of the article to be the five key points about the article itself. So let's begin with the top procurement priorities to 2025. At first, this is realizing cost savings and optimizing work capital. This seems to be nothing new. However, there are some, rather new technologies that bring this to the next level. I'll talk about real-time data availability that allows more dynamic decision making, and this in return supports cost savings and enables procurement to be more efficiently managed cash. So this is just taken to the next level, I'd say. The second procurement priority is rationalizing the supply base. This is also not the new, so it is just the focus is just put on a rather linear supply chain with as few suppliers to collaborate as possible. And with less suppliers, you can plan, and we will see afterwards that this will be a crucial point. You can plan a better innovative projects and development, deeper opportunities and relationships. This is also a high priority in the future when everything gets a little bit less stable, I'd say. This is also, foundation or fundamental base of the third priority, the improvement of risk prediction and management, because we talk here about, sustainability, about environment, about global changes, and these global changes are racing forward. That means they are not to hold up in many dimensions. You cannot just hold them up anymore, and this is why a supply chain has to be very, very well managed in these days concerning the risk prediction, because a chain is always as good as its weakest link. We all know that saying, and this has to be true in these days of global insecurity. The next priority is providing strategic foresight to the business at the highest levels. That means that, well, in the article they say CEOs increasingly look to CPOs to understand market dynamics, support business agility through foresight, blah blah blah. So this, well, is more or less a movement from CEO importance to CPO importance, and the role of the CPO in future may include even more the focus on providing, well, this kind of strategic foresight. And again, it is the uncertainty and the rapid changes that require that shift in, well, task profile of a CPO. And the last priority they, well, list here is innovating and collaborating with suppliers. I've also mentioned that under the point of the rationalization of supply base, but here explicitly said you gotta collaborate with suppliers on a very innovative, well, base, which means you strengthen the relationships and create opportunities to strengthen demand planning and inventory management, well, together with the suppliers. So you are not only like another step in a chain, but you interact with each other, you plan together, and you make, well, you're more or less like a team and not like, well, sadly parts that depend on each other. This is not reality anymore. We gotta shift our, well, paradigm in that concern and look at the whole supply chain more or less as a big team that tries hard to create something innovative for the customer. Next, the key forces of change to 2025. These are all, well, the logical consequence of the procurement priorities. And the first force will be the widespread adoption of technology, including automation and across the value chain. This, well, there doesn't, in my opinion, I do not have to add much here because it is quite clear. The automation will change a lot in the process of creating and designing, but also producing, and with all the new technologies, with machine learning, blockchain, augmented reality, these technologies will like change a lot in the next years, and then according to exponential growth in months, within months, there will be innovative changes nobody can imagine today. Well, and the second force that has also been mentioned is the, well, climate environmental change, the global climate change, and, well, especially the resource scarcity when we regarding the supply chain management. We all know water, for example, is a resource that causes many, many conflicts globally, but also oil and, well, other resources that we take that we reduce by our consumption, by our overconsumption. The next force is the human migration on a mass scale, because, well, the internal as well as the external migration, so within a country, for example, in China, but also from one country to another, like we see it in the area of Europe in these days is crucial when you look at your supply chain, and you gotta ensure human rights across the global supply chain, and therefore you gotta watch out on migration and the standardization of working circumstances in every corner your supply chain reaches. Then the fourth force is the shifting consumer demands and changing market demographics. This is also logic, pure logic, as the world's demographics change a lot in these days. We become more and more people in general, but in many wealthy countries where most of the customers of the supply chains are located, people become older and older, and therefore, you gotta just again collaborate with supply chain elements in order to create a product that is perfectly fit to a broad demographic field, I'd say. And therefore you gotta analyze this more than ever today. And the last force are the mixed signals on trade and transparency. As we all know, there are global forces, global trades about free trade agreements and something like that, and the security has to be preserved there, and therefore it is crucial for every supply chain to keep up with transparency standards. And this is why it is mentioned here as a driving force of change to 2025. And last, I conclude that episode with the five final characteristics of the supply chain of the future. This is, at first, plan for the supply chain impacts of automation and migration. I've already explained all the points. I just mentioned what they list here. Second, build responsible regional sourcing hubs. Just sources scarcity. Then digitalize supplier assessment and engagement. This is also natural when we think about how to evolve the whole system of the supply chain. Then strengthen supply chain transparency and disclosure. Even that point we have already talked about, concerning the political shifts and so on and so on, economic nationalism. And the last characteristic is the embedded climate smart supply chain planning. So this will be a crucial shift in the future, or we already see that shift today, that many companies are concerned about their ecological footprint and want to decrease that footprint as much as possible. So that's it for today, guys. I hope that episode was a good one in your opinion, and if this is the case and you tore a little bit out of that 10 minutes or 12 or 13 of supply chain management in the future, then please review the podcast show on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you are watching this. You're not watching, actually, you're listening. The last episode for that week will go online tomorrow, and we will talk about, and hold on, a green ship. This will be insane. So tune in and have a good day, and we'll hear each other tomorrow.